Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Hello, I'm Bob.
And I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages.
This week we've taken you on a journey with us as we shared the Steinkamp story of a divorce and even greater how God restored our marriage after divorce. Yesterday we shared how I knocked on my wife's office window July 7th, 1987, invited her to lunch. She took a longer than usual lunch hour and came back remarried to her covenant husband.
The scripture that put summary to our marriage problems is Genesis 50 verse 20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. The Lord gave that to me so many years ago as hope that God could restore and rebuild our marriage. During our first 19 years of marriage problems, ups and downs, I never thought that we could both change and have our marriage to be the way God planned marriage to be. But here we are now sharing to many, many others to encourage them.
I did not come home to Charlene because I loved her. I came home out of obedience to God. The voice of the Holy Spirit is so strong in a prodigal's life that we know when God is talking to us. We have no option but to obey.
Bob, I think that is one of the things that we want to encourage every person to seek the Lord and to listen to the Holy Spirit's voice for direction every day of their life, regardless of their problems.
Our restoration was not instantaneous. It took me 2 years to get over the other person, for our children to have their hurts healed, and for God to continue to touch me and to touch my wife. Coming home is only the first step in marriage restoration, but it's the best step.
Share how the Lord started our ministry.
I'd been home for about a year, and my duties as a funeral director took me to a hospital in our community in the early morning hours. I was waiting for a nursing supervisor in the emergency room. A man came in, complained of stomach pain. He didn't have a doctor because his wife was seeing the family doctor. They were going through divorce. And I thought then, you know, if I had the cure for cancer and that man had come in with cancer, I would go back in and tell him. That day, God birthed in my spirit a book to be called Prodigals Do Come Home.
We had no idea when we were divorced how God would turn it all around to good. Bob and I want to encourage you today that regardless of what you may be facing in your marriage or in your loved one's marriage, God has a bigger and better plan.
God has blessed us with writing 19 books since that time. Charlene also does a daily devotional on the internet. It's called Charlene Cares. It's free. It comes to you by email each day. The address where you can subscribe is charlenecares.net. charlenecares.net.
And in Psalm 51, where David had committed adultery and then had committed murder, David cried out to his Lord God, and he cried out, God, have mercy on me. According to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Verse 10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you.
The reason we're sharing is not to tell the badness of Bob, but to tell the goodness of God.
Regardless of what is going on in your marriage, if you will stand in the gap and if you will pray, God can move the mountain of circumstances. We just want you to know that God heals hurting marriages. Have a great weekend. God bless.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.